We're visiting with Don Hutchins, Executive Director of the Nebraska Corn Board. Don, I understand you have decided to continue your campaign called Sustaining Innovation. Now, this would be, what, the second or third year of that?
Really, the second year in Nebraska.
And tell me what the purpose is again.
Really, the purpose is to let policymakers and consumers and even producers stop and realize that we're growing more corn on fewer acres with fewer inputs. We're doing it in a very sustainable way. We're protecting the environment. There's less erosion out there than we've had before. Equipment is more energy efficient than it ever has been. Our watering systems, being a state that has a lot of our corn that is under irrigation, we're finding that farmers are being more environmentally conscious and sustaining their irrigated corn production by using less water all the time.
Any changes to the campaign this year? Any more emphasis being put on any given area?
You know, the changes is really kind of multifaceted in the aspect that we've got Kurt Tomasevich, a Nebraska a young man from Shelby, Nebraska, that won the four-man bobsled in the Olympics in Vancouver, helping deliver our message. We've got some semi-trailers from different cooperatives located across the state that have our message on the side of their semis. We have some trucks in Lincoln, delivery trucks that have the message out there, and of course we're always doing it on the radio and the print ads as much as possible to make sure that message is out there in a very consistent manner.
What would you say, Don, possibly the biggest misunderstanding that the consumers might have about the corn industry or agriculture in general?
Well, frankly, I think the big misunderstanding came following the spike in corn prices in 2008, 2009. It came from movies like King Corn and Food, Inc. that characterized farming today as being done by industrialized corporate farmers, that there wasn't an attachment of farm families to agriculture production. It was the misinformation, the myths out there about it was corn and ethanol that was causing higher food prices and food shortages in different countries, and a need for us to set the record straight. And instead of misinformation and myths, to make sure the facts were out there.
Now, with this latest run-up in corn prices, it's interesting we really haven't heard much as far as higher food prices, those kinds of concerns.
Well, we haven't in Nebraska as much, but the Wall Street Journal and New York Times have already run stories about, you know, food prices going up with the increase in commodity prices. We've already seen the shot across the bow by the cereal companies that they may have to increase the cost of cereal in the supermarkets because of higher grain prices. And I guess it's time for us to dust off our regular press release that reminds everybody that there's about 5 cents worth of corn in a box of cornflakes. And there's really other components that impact not only the price of the commodity in the countryside, but the price of the product in the supermarket as well. We know that there's a lot of speculative trade in the grain market, and we know that the value of the dollar impacts commodities. And sometimes there's days that the basic supply and demand numbers haven't changed a bit, but the market swings up and down.
Don, there's been another round of bashing of high fructose corn syrup here recently, another new study. I think this one is from Southern California, University of Southern California, and more media attention tied to that. I guess, you know, how important is high fructose corn syrup to the industry, and is it something that is really important to keep defending?
Well, I think it's very important. It's one of those products, components of corn that has been developed decades ago. You know, sugar is sugar. And whether it's beet sugar or cane sugar or high fructose corn sweetener, it has the basic same elements in it. And a lot of it is, again, I think, some spin-off of when corn prices spiked. that need to find blame somewhere for things like obesity, when we really know that it is a combination of diet and exercise and a lot of things that go into the human body besides high fructose corn sweetener. So we've seen some changes in food companies that are switching from high fructose corn sweetener to cane sugar, and basically it's more of an opportunity for them to try to recapture consumers based upon a marketing message versus science or the difference between any of these products.
Thank you, Don. Don Hutchins, Executive Director of the Nebraska Corn Board.